Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Happy 1st of July.
Hey, we're halfway through 2020.
Wow.
Officially. Wow. Wow.
It's great, I guess. Normally I don't wish time away, but I don't know, 2020.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say anymore, though, about that. There's no telling how long this mess is going to last.
Six more months. 2020.
Oh, yeah. For 2020.
That's official.
That's officially official. That's exactly how much longer 2020 will last. I love how people think that once, like, 2020 ends, like, 2021 starts, it'll just be, everything will be back to normal. I don't understand those.
Well, if everything's not back to normal, it's just 2020 part two. It's not 2021
yet. No, yeah, we just probably won't roll the calendar over, so we might not be halfway through it.
Okay. I don't know. I've just never been a big New Year's guy, I guess.
Like, me neither. No.
Like, oh, this next year is going to be like...
No. It's just next month. It's just a concept of time.
Yeah, like next month could be different. Tomorrow could be different.
Today, the start of July.
Yeah. Turn a new leaf today.
It's our nation's birthday month.
It's true. Coming up on Saturday. It's 3 and Out right here on Fan Run Radio. Alongside Houston Kress, I'm Nate Hodges. We got Davey Hudson. You awake over there, Davey? Thumbs up from Davey. We got Will Stevens sporting his...
I don't know if Davey said a word this morning.
Hello.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure the vocals...
Yeah, you kind of asked him what was going on a second ago. I figured it out and answered your question. He never even had to say anything.
Well, he wasn't going to say anything anyway.
Yeah.
Will's, you guys are having your own conversation. I'm just trying to get everything set up.
Mm-hmm.
A few technical difficulties, but being the best producer in the business, I've got it fixed, so we're good to roll.
Also the most humble.
Very true.
Humblest.
Humblest?
Of all humble. I don't know.
Is humblest? Can you be the humblest?
I don't think so.
That's a word.
It is or no?
100% a word.
Oh, if Will says the word, I'm going opposite. Probably not.
Oh. Just like that, huh? Just starting the gate. Will doesn't know what he's talking about. That's the go-to?
It's not his fault. The school system has failed him.
Mm.
This is Exhibit A.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that one.
Any opportunity you get to defer blame, do that.
It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you brought me in to write, so you should be confident in my spelling and English skills.
Yeah.
I mean, the alphabet's where our biggest issue might
that's
lie
a
with
good
you,
point,
though.
So, yeah, that's a very good point. Alphabet's tough.
I still don't understand what the problem with my alphabet is. So what? I add a couple letters. I still have everything that's there in the English language. It's not like I'm missing anything.
Humblest word.
Yeah, it is a word. You're
can
right,
confirm?
Will.
Okay. So I'm basically Google.
See, there you go. That's one you didn't know, but you felt good.
I should have remembered the phrase, our humblest apologies. I do think that's where you hear it the most.
Mm. Okay. I trust you. I don't think I've ever heard
can you say,
our humblest so you, apologies.
You haven't?
No.
Can you...
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah, humblest. Not proud or arrogant, modest.
Yeah, people know what humble means. Well, some.
So it's not most humble.
I'm actually really impressed I got that right. I wasn't that confident.
I am too. That's a good start to the show. TV should be good for the rest of the day now. Big deal.
Yep.
Guys, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Not gonna lie to you.
Uh-oh.
Starting to get a little more worried about sports happening at all. Because the case numbers keep going up. Case numbers.
Yep.
Remember, initially it was, we don't want anyone to go to the hospital or die, naturally. Now, the death toll goes down on average. Death rate goes down. But the cases are going up because we have reopened the country and people are panicking. People are freaking out. In Texas, where cases are spiking, again, hospitalizations and the death rate are going down. This was, I thought, the plan. I thought this was the goal. It's a virus. It's a disease. We can't just snap our fingers, go inside for 2 weeks, and it's gone. It's going to be there. It's there. But the hospitalizations and death rate, down. I thought this was the plan. Flatten the curve of people who had to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Flatten the curve of people who tragically would pass away. We did that. We're doing that. Naturally, you reopen. The cases are going to go up, but the hospitals and treatment are in good shape. People are not having to go to the hospital as often, and those that do often walk out on their own power. But we are still making rash decisions because the number is going up. The number can't go anywhere but up. TSSAA announced that there will be a big change to football season as high school teams are not allowed to do any type of in-person workout or practice until, did I see, August 29th?
It's contact. They can still work out,
well,
I think.
But they can't practice because that would involve contact.
Right.
So
it's Billy's fault. It's his emergency order of emergency.
Right.
His order that's a state of emergency through the end of August.
Yeah, Billy Williford. Can't believe it.
No, Governor Bill Lee.
Oh, he said Bill Lee, and I was like, oh, yeah, Billy. He's not been here. That's the thing.
Yeah. No, Governor Bill.
I liked it better when you weren't talking.
Lee. It's a state,
Billy.
State of emergency through the end of August. And contact sports are looped in as one of the things that you can't do.
Does this also affect universities? Like, how does that work? So,
great question.
Tennessee can't practice?
I don't know.
Can't do contact practice? Oh, boy.
Was Tennessee allowed to do contact practice at the begin with? I thought it was just workout.
Well, no, not right now.
Okay, that's what
I thought. They were allowed to work out. There were no contact restrictions. They were implementing some on their own, smaller groups of working out, sterilizing everything after, you know, a session or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know if this impacts colleges or if they get to kind of operate on their own private decisions. Apparently, they're going to vote on a shortened season, 8 games, 4 rounds of playoffs. There was another one where the season would be flipped to start in February.
Mm.
They would play.
Is that for high school?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They would play fall sports in the spring. And then there was one other option that, here we go. Whatever the Virginia plan is. Mm. Oh, that's the one that starts in February. The other one was flip-flop fall and spring sports, which seems like the same thing. That was the TNFCA.
Flip spring and fall.
Yeah.
Because
3 options for football coaches to vote on: condensed season, which is 8 games, 4 rounds of playoffs; flip flop spring and fall sports or the Virginia plan, because apparently the TSSAA loves to steal their ideas from Virginia, which would be the season starting in February.
I don't...
How would flip-flopping do anything? Because you would just be replacing girls' soccer with boys' soccer
and
basketball
here.
With football.
That only makes sense if you're in states where all the soccer would get flipped to spring, right? I mean...
You would have to play both soccer teams at the same point in the season. Or have the same season lineup.
Mm. Yeah, because...
Soccer and football are...
But doesn't...
basketball are contact.
Right.
Golf, tennis... Baseball, yeah, softball, see. Not contact, I guess.
Well, doesn't I know Bearden plays theirs in they play
girls are fall, boys are spring,
right? And that's
Tennessee.
That's not the case everywhere, right?
In South Carolina, all
soccer is spring,
yeah. I think
or fall.
So. Tennessee is one of the few or one of the only states who has it like that because I know
staggered,
yeah, because yeah. Farragut and like teams in Tennessee can't compete nationally for boys soccer because
you didn't
want to
say
Bearden. No, because they don't compete nationally, and so
they were national champs my freshman year. National champs.
I'm sorry, I wasn't alive in the '80s.
I wasn't in high school in the '80s. Turn your mic off, Will. Just don't turn mine off. You don't really have to turn it off. Will. I was just being a joke. So I don't know what the flipping really would do.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
One in Stripes tweets in, we don't have a plan in Virginia. Still throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what may stick.
Yeah, Virginia's just done terrible at this. I don't know why you copy anything from Virginia.
The compression of everything into the spring would be a mess for small schools.
Yep. Yeah, with a kid on the baseball team that plays football. What's he do?
Yeah, pick one. And in high school, there's so many more athletes that do that, obviously. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know, man. 22 countries in Europe have sent their kids back to school. Not one of them has had an increase because of school. None. Zero. Zip.
Is it because we operated on a state-by-state basis?
What do you mean?
Because
what's it?
Well,
the fact that the outbreak kind of moves around?
Yeah, like borders within borders. I'm not saying there aren't. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out because the cases are going up here, whereas
like
in a lot
the
of
United
Europe,
States is kind of like 50 countries in Europe all
that's
right
what
beside
I'm,
each
yeah.
other.
And size-wise,
with
size-wise,
freedom
it's
of
true.
Movement.
Right, correct. Size-wise, it's true. But if I live in Tennessee and Tennessee gets locked down, then nobody in or out for the most part.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tennessee is going to be insulated for a bit. Now things open up. People are traveling more. You're getting people coming to Gatlinburg, coming to Nashville from all over the country, and so now they're kind of bringing the virus here because obviously the cases did not go up under the quarantine shutdown, super social distancing session. It's not like if you stayed home for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you had it, and then now you're passing. Like it's come in from somewhere or was quietly spreading slowly during the quarantine, and now obviously you're seeing some. I'm not that Tennessee has, we're not Texas, we're not Florida.
I don't know if there's any correlation, but it also could be a sign that most of the European countries and countries that were on lockdown before us are now starting to open up, and that could lead to more travel across places.
Sure,
like
absolutely.
That.
And
we haven't been the strictest on travel throughout this whole entire thing.
I'm just wondering why, we talked about Italy a lot. Italy, it was bad. It was really, really bad for a while. But I believe since it got bad, it's only been going down. United States went up, went down, and now it's going back up again. Pretty significant, again, in case numbers. One of the things that made Italy so tough was it was a more elderly population, smaller homes, family units living together, so there was a lot more death.
Well, I mean, we are still testing more than ever. Like, our
yes,
highest testing
yes.
day was recently. So there's... Here's another weird. I think it's more than one thing to answer your question.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Apparently, some people can't go back to work until they get two negative tests. So there have been some people that get two to three
positive tests
before they start getting negative tests.
And that's counting three times?
Yeah. Because these are not unique numbers. It's not like, yep, that was number 984321.
This is also number 984321.
No one knows. Yeah, yeah. It's just positive tests.
So if you tested the same person 100 times in a day and they had it and tested positive 100 times, that's 100?
Sure.
That makes a lot of sense. That's a good way for us to be calculating this. That's just smart. I hope and pray my sarcasm is bleeding through this microphone right now. Texas sets new single-day record for fresh COVID-19. Really? Fresh?
Yesterday was still a lower... Fresh? Yesterday was still a lower death rate than last Tuesday.
I know.
We've been lower on you know, by day of the week every day. And the reason you have to do by day of the week is because if you look at the pattern, like, it's the same. The last, like, 5 weeks, it's always the same. Like, Tuesday's the highest, Wednesday's second highest, then Thursday, then Friday, you know, then back to the previous Saturday, then previous Sunday. And then it just stair steps with the exact same pattern. It's just going down, down, down. I mean, it's been going down in that pattern since the first week of May.
Mm-hmm.
So for
as the testing has increased.
For 8 weeks, deaths have been just going down at the same rate.
Look, I'm not suggesting we don't continue to take this seriously. My issue is with the, let's, you know, ruin things 2, 3, 4 months from now because we just don't know. Why not just say, I don't know, let's wait. We're going to continue, you know. Honestly, Billy's order, I don't necessarily love it.
But extend it through August when July starts. When was it supposed to run out?
I thought end of July. I could be wrong.
Why? Like, you still got another month. I don't know.
Yeah, like nothing changes. Why not just extend it for this month and see what happens? So I'm saying, like, we're wanting to reach a little too far on some of these things.
I mean, deaths in Tennessee have been, I mean, hell, they're almost flat. I mean, they've been like the same. April the 6th, we had 21 deaths. Most of the peaks along the way are in the like 10 range. Like, those are the highest days. Most of the days,
this is the entire state, correct?
Entire state, yeah. Most of the days are in single digits, just kind of bouncing around from, you know, 9 down to 1 and 3 and 2 and everything in between. And then on June 12th, we had 27 deaths. That was June 12th. It hasn't been nearly that high at all since. Next highest peak was 14 on June 24th. I mean, they had 8 the other day on the 28th. They're reporting 0 from the 29th. I'm guessing...
Mm-hmm.
And then 12 again on the 30th. So, like, and a lot of times when you look at these, when you look at a real big spike, it's because of somebody, you know, held some deaths from one day and then put them on another day.
Sure.
But
or
I don't,
it, you
that's
know,
why they try to do like a 7-day average or whatever.
Right. So, what's the total death number for the state of Tennessee?
I don't have that in front of me. I'll get it for you.
Then. As of yesterday, Texas has reported 159,986 confirmed cases.
Mm-hmm.
72,000 of those are currently active. It's actually a little closer to 73. 84,818 who have recovered. They've had 2,424 deaths.
Tennessee's had 43,509 total cases, 604 deaths.
Okay. Again, I'm not saying pretend it doesn't exist, go about life as normal, but it just feels like it's like we're going in the right direction in a way that is being turned scary by certain people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It's like this was the plan. Give hospitals time to get all the supplies they need. Don't overwhelm the hospital. Open back up. Cases will go up, but hospitals will be ready and hopefully the virus load would be a little weaker, a little smaller, and it would not be as impactful on those that do test positive.
The last 7 days, Tennessee has had 7,195 cases.
In 7 days?
Last 7 days, yeah. Last week.
That's one day for Texas. That was yesterday. 6,500 cases.
The last 7 days for Florida's like 48,660.
Wow. Beaches? Is it the beaches?
Florida, California, I will admit that Texas, all over 40,000.
I mean, I don't.
Week.
It might be people at the beach. I don't think it's actually on the sand. Like,
outdoors.
Right near the beach.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, it might be the high rise condo units where people are. I mean, that would project more like New York, right?
What about Texas? Like, that's weird, right? Does that not feel like a weird one? Like something where there's a big tourist thing that makes sense, like beaches, a huge bar scene.
It feels more like kind of what you said, though, that it's a virus and it moves around into pockets of people. And then when those pockets of people get around all those people, then that's why when all the New Yorkers went out and went crazy and kind of partied, and then they all went home, they just passed it all around inside their building for 2 months while they were locked down and they all died. Like that, I mean. Well, they didn't die. The old people died in the nursing homes.
North Carolina or New York has handled this flawlessly. I love that narrative now that like they're doing such a really good job.
They let it burn through faster than everybody else, so now they're done with it. Like that's what I kept saying was laughable, but you couldn't say that because you would just get crushed. It's like, no, if you want college football season, you shouldn't flatten the curve. Everybody needs to get it now and get over it. But you can't say that because people are like, but every death matters. Like,
which it does, but sometimes you got to look at things globally.
Yeah, somebody wrote it yesterday. They said we treated this like it's a vertical disease instead of like an ecosystem disease. Mm. Like how you do one thing affects something else. Like you have to manage the whole system.
Right. That's what I meant by the global look. Right. Like you know, you got to look forward. You can't just look at the now and panic. And it kind of feels like a lot of people, even still, they're looking at the now and panicking. Billy, I think he's an example of one. There are countless.
Well, they
got to
get that funding, Houston, because you know the government just passes out money for free now, and no matter who.
It's funny they'll pass out money for free, but they still won't pay me back the money they owe me. They just
the government's giving free money away.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your stimulus check?
No.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh, I don't think you qualify.
Too young, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you work though, right?
Yeah, I work technically three jobs.
Why would he not get one?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it has to do with last year's tax return information.
Did you file a tax return?
My parents did. I was 17.
They probably got your check.
Yeah.
You might want to talk to them.
Yeah, your parents got money because you're a dependent. That's what it is.
Morning.
If you're a dependent, you don't get a check.
Oh, yeah.
That's whack.
Right. Yeah, you're right in that age bracket where I remember seeing articles. It was going to be iffy whether or not you actually would receive funding.
That's a tough break.
Funding.
I don't need it.
It's a tough break.
Mm. Humble brag.
Oh, no, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Didn't really feel that humble.
I was
pretty much just brag.
Like, I was more trying to be like selfless and just give to the people who actually need it because like I know I'm.
Well, it's not like you're taking it away from someone else.
Yeah, no.
That's why I said it wasn't humble.
They're just putting more debt onto our trillions of dollars.
Oh,
already
so like, it's not.
Dude, we got oil in Alaska that we haven't even tapped yet. The Gulf of Mexico is full of oil. We're just waiting.
It's basically screwing over our future children. Not anybody, you know. Or your future children, my actual children.
Yeah. Ah, I got you.
So that's who's really getting gonna have to pay the price.
Apologize to Nate.
Nate, I'm so sorry.
I'll bring
dude.
The kids in one day. I'll let you do it.
No, that's like that's the thing now. It's just apologize for stuff you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a smart thing to do. Just go ahead and get in front of it.
I should take a video of the kids and be like, "This is who you're hurting." You're killing the quality of life for these people.
Do I have to apologize even if I didn't get my check?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, probably
just because
just,
I thought about getting the check?
Because like you kind of wanted the
$1,200.
You're
not realizing your privilege.
I literally just explained that I'm a white kid from Farragut and I know I don't need that money.
Humble
I think
brag
that's
again.
The biggest body Seriously. Check of a privilege ever.
And you're not even...
Well, he's a dependent, so...
Right, but I'm just saying, he doesn't... Anyway, he doesn't fit the stereotype. For me, of the white, rich brat from Farragut.
Thank you. I know I'm not a brat.
Thank you? Question mark?
No, that was...
I know.
They pushed back, or they did something with SEC Media Days, too. We'll hit that next. Stick with us right here on
Which
three
is the
out.
Weirdest thing, by the way.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. So yesterday, the SEC announced that they're postponing Media Days.
They were virtual.
They were already going to be virtual. So So, actually, I'm not sure they announced it. Did they announce it, or did AL.com just break it? Sources. That's what I saw.
I'm not sure.
I mean, I guess they do this just because they don't have answers, right? I mean, isn't that the only reason you do this? I mean, like, people are doing virtual stuff, like, every day, all the time. Like, I mean, surely they have the, you know, they know how to run cables and stuff and have the infrastructure.
You can't risk a computer virus.
There it is.
I mean,
I knew you'd
have
something.
The ESPN shows have been, like,
yeah,
that's who runs the SEC network. Like, they know how to operate virtual TV.
Oh, I saw a lot of people saying that they read it because of the way certain people titled their article. Like, oh, they're moving it to virtual. No, they had already planned to do it virtually July 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Now it will not happen on those dates. The dates and times are now still to be determined. On June 10th, they had a press release for the switch to virtual only, and yesterday postponed and or canceled. I would say you cancel it until you have the next date. And I'm guessing they probably just didn't want coaches having to answer questions about, are we going to play a season? Is it safe for your athletes? Do you feel comfortable? Blah, 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 blah. You know, they don't want that out there, at least, you know, not in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I guess.
I think they were worried that a coach would get up there and speak his mind about not playing football and how that would be a good idea. And frankly, the conference, the schools can't afford that. And they didn't want a coach saying it and causing an uproar.
So
at least that's what I would assume.
According to the AL.com article, while no official decision has been made yet, SEC media days are expected to be pushed back until at least the last week of July and possibly the first week of August.
So they do have a tentative possible time frame.
Yeah. The SEC network also no longer lists SEC media days on its television schedule for that week, and an ESPN spokesperson declined to comment on the network's programming.
Well, they had some SEC media spokesperson confirm.
Yeah,
so, you know that's true. It's not like a rumor anymore. You know what I mean? They said that report.
A leaked spokesperson confirmed.
Yeah,
this is on this is AI confirmed that SEC media days will not take place and that the dates are still to be determined.
AL, right?
Yeah, AI. I don't know what it's doing.
It's artificial intelligence.
Allen Iverson.
Yeah,
looked like an A and a capital I. AL makes sense though. Sorry, it's my bad. It's on me.
I guess. Well, I mean, doesn't every year Greg Sankey do the kind of like the state of the SEC?
He went on the Rich Eisen show at some point recently and said, I think that's probably a late July time period. My thinking has shifted a bit. Talking about when he'll know the fate of the season and how they'll operate the season. He originally said he hoped to know by July. Now he's saying, I think it'll probably be late July. You know, he said my thinking has shifted a bit. We started June 8th after a 2-week oversight diagnostic medical exam period for these voluntary activities. We'll have 3 or 4 weeks. On the 13th of July is when a little bit more practice can begin. I think we deserve the chance to see how that progresses. I would say before we get into full blown practice, you're going to be in that decision making process as it relates to what happens on Labor Day weekend, which is the scheduled start of the season.
A virtual event.
Yeah, I think they're worried about the opposite too. A coach saying like, I don't know what the big deal
going,
is.
Going full Mike Gundy.
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal is. These,
could you not just prep kids? Them and say, I mean, if it's virtual, it's not like someone can just raise their hand and ask a question. Like, could you not say, hey, all questions must be submitted ahead of time and we will announce who it's from and like kind of vet the questions if you didn't want that question to be answered? I understand you don't want to muzzle the media. But you could just say, like,
don't know yet this, so don't even ask if you do. Like,
it's just going to waste time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't ask the coaches about their thoughts on playing or not playing. If you want to ask specific questions about the team and what they've been doing during the last few months, that's fine. But just don't ask questions. And I understand, like,
they don't know. Like, you're asking
exactly.
A question. It's like,
but then
it's like,
I think they
it's
don't
like
want...
Houston. What are you going to be doing in 2030? Like, that's a question that you like. The only answer is I don't know.
I think they're worried about, you know, someone asking Will Muschamp, who's going to stink this year, and he says, "I don't think we should play." Why is that? Oh, it's Dane. It's Dane. Like, he's like using the kids as a human body shield or something. It's like, you know what? Now I'm using Will Muschamp as a he's a joke. I don't know that he would necessarily be the one to do it, but like Eli Drinkwitz might, Lane Kiffin might. Probably not. Lane Kiffin probably want to play. Kirby Smart might. He's like, well, I don't want to play Bama in week 3. Are you kidding me? We shouldn't play at all. I just don't. It's virtual. Like, that's safe. But it just feels like they don't want the coaches to be saying anything about, you know, COVID. You mentioned it during the break. It was like when Rick Barnes said, yeah, I didn't think we should play Alabama in the SEC championship game. It was
on the SEC tournament.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I wish it was a championship game.
Yeah. Are there any...
Nah, that would have been worse.
True.
That would have been worse.
We make it to the
championship. We had a good team, and it got shut down.
Would they... are there any players that are being brought onto the virtual, or is it just coaches because...
I hadn't seen yet. Because normally it's, you know, 3 players, the head coach. I don't know if it would have been 3 players virtually with the head coach also. I'm not sure.
Did they cancel it because they don't want the players speaking out of some of the things we were going to get to a little later in the show?
Well, if you were going to do that, you could just say it's going to be coaches only.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember being excited to hear from a player at SEC Media Days. Like, if they're there, like, it's better if they're there, I guess. But, like, the only interesting stuff I think at Media Days is what coaches say, because some of them will say some really weird stuff. Players usually do a great job of just kind of giving the stock coach speak bullet points. The players are usually better than the coaches, actually, in terms of talking.
Well, they got more to risk.
Yeah, it's true.
I was excited to see JG talk last year. Excited is not the right word. Interested.
Interested, yeah, okay.
Intrigued.
Intrigued. That's a good point. I mean, the coaches, these guys have made it, right? Like, once you get an SEC coaching job, you've made it to the top of the profession, even if it's not one of the biggest ones.
I don't know. I don't feel that way about Eli. It's Missouri.
I mean,
he's going to win the Sun Belt this year.
When you look at the whole, he might if SI is there. No, it'd be different. Anyway, we'll get to that later, too. Come on. Out of the entire profession, though, like even Missouri, you've made it.
I know. A Power 5 coaching job is a big deal. Captain Touchback tweets in, logically, there could be a football season with fan restrictions. Politically, nobody has the stones to go forward with it. Nobody wants to answer questions every day about a player testing positive. I'm doubting the season will happen now.
Because we're scared to answer questions. That's the problem with this whole thing. That is the crux of the issue.
Well, you've already seen it, though, in some places. Like, you've seen student athletes admit that they're nervous. And that's just working out. I think the closer you get to the season, if there, you know, something doesn't change, I think you're going to have more and more teams, more players standing up and saying, man, I just don't know. I mean, we're seeing guys who are set to make millions and millions of dollars deciding, yeah, it's just not worth it.
While all the rest of us that make normal money are just back at work. That's what annoys me.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, these guys aren't making that much money. And so, yeah, we're back to work, but like, whether they play football or not doesn't impact their immediate financial situation.
Yeah, I was talking about the pros when I
said
that.
I got you.
College.
No, I'm saying, but you said regular people. Like, yes, this is our job. Football is not their job. They are on scholarship and enjoy it when there aren't health risks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, again, I was.
I think everybody knew what you meant. Yeah.
To the pros.
The pros, yeah.
I do get annoyed that people are afraid of what people will think.
Yeah.
Instead of being afraid of actual things.
Fear of the mob.
I mean, that's just super annoying. You said it yesterday, something about the... Most people have said, you know, our politicians just kind of take over where the last person left off. Let it run. Try not to screw anything up. And this is the first time we've needed strong leadership to take a stand in certain ways and make the right decisions, and they just all seem to
they're all looking at each other,
stumble over their own.
It's what we've said. Everyone's afraid to make a mistake,
so they don't do anything.
Or they go easiest, way too much. Yeah, the easiest option, which might not necessarily be the smartest. It's like, oh yeah, lockdown. That makes sense. Everyone will understand that. But at what cost?
And at times people just want to listen to the, even if it's a very small minority, the loudest people in the room.
Right.
And I think in this case, people who are scared of the virus are, in fact, the loudest. But they are not the majority. But again, those are the people that are screaming at the top of their lungs. And you just don't want to have to answer to people. And I also think there's a lot of people who don't necessarily care either way, but will absolutely attack any decision made because that's just what they live to do.
That's true. Yep.
They're just sitting back and they don't give an opinion. They don't have a say so. But then someone makes a decision and it's like, well, that's bad and here's why.
That's why you got to have some stones if you want to be a leader. Like you can't try to make everybody happy because I don't know why people haven't learned this yet. You're not going to make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you do. Everybody's not going to be happy. So just make the right damn decision and deal with the fallout. I don't know. Have we lost the ability to operate that way?
I think so.
I mean, throughout the history of the world, there's been really tough decisions that have to be made during, like, you know, war times. Obviously, it's kind of the ultimate. And then this is kind of like a it's not really a war, but I mean it's a battle against a virus.
Yeah, it kind of is. It feels like that.
Yeah, I mean you got
you have a common enemy.
You have death totals and
I mean headlines for this read like, you know, military numbers out of whatever
right
zone.
But the problem is that the stuff that they tried to do initially has caused more deaths in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it breaks my heart with some of the cancer stories. I mean, we let in a hospital sit empty while we didn't treat our cancer patients, so they died, and then we sent elderly people out of those hospitals, didn't even test them, into nursing homes. They died, and then the healthcare workers are out of work, no job, so they commit suicide. Like, tell me how that makes any sense. Like, that's terrible leadership when that stuff happens.
And then those leaders are celebrating the great job that they've done. They're victory lapping all over.
Incredible, right?
It's amazing.
It's incredible. And if you're a big pro-lockdown person, right, and you're a Tennessean, and you're pro-lockdown, you think lockdown's the way to go, I think at least now you would admit that we should not have locked down Tennessee when we had very little cases. We should be locking down Tennessee now, which I might be fine with if we'd have been open. You know, and my business didn't suffer through a period where there was no coronavirus here. But now people they're not going to deal with that. Mentally, they can't handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, that cost wasn't factored in at all.
Now we've tasted it, right? Like now we've experienced it. We know what happens. We know what it's like. And I think at this point, people would rather risk it and take their chances with the coronavirus than go through that again.
Right.
Or for an extended period of time.
You read somebody, and the first thing broke out that said, this is not going to be a short thing. You can't just lock down for 2 weeks and expect it to go away. You're probably going to need to do a two-week rolling on-off thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to make sure you only lock down where it's absolutely necessary and I called it a nuanced plan. Like, you can't just blanket statement the entire United States.
But that's what...
And they're still doing it, though.
Everyone wants. Not everyone, but... You know, like, it's like... Why doesn't the federal government step up and put a regulation across the board?
Like a travel restriction?
Wait, what does everybody want?
Like, I mean, I've heard people say, like, the federal government needs to mandate that everyone wears masks. And they need to make sure that all these businesses
are shut
down.
But don't say that's what everyone wants. That's what that loud minority wants that you're talking about.
I probably didn't do the best job of making that point, but that's kind of the angle
here. The loud people, they're just looking for somebody to blame.
And something to do, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how these people are so loud if they're wearing masks.
Thin paper. Mm-hmm. That apparently does not help with the transmission of diseases.
We'll come back. Final segment, hour one, next. Final segment, hour number one. Superintendent of Knox County Schools, Bob Thomas, sent an email to everyone, statement saying Knox County is going to be in person, but with a virtual option, and asking people that want to do the virtual option to complete a survey by July 7th. So they can kind of get a count who all wants to take advantage of the virtual option. He said, our goal is to return to an in-person school setting in the fall. We are continuing to closely monitor the impact of COVID-19 and to coordinate with the Knox County Health Department, the Office of Governor Bill Lee, and the other state and local leaders. But we do believe that a return to classrooms will lead to the best academic outcomes if we can do so while reasonably protecting the health and safety of our students and staff. He's going to present some plan to the Board of Education on July 15th, their reopening plan. So locally, that's where we are there. I use this analogy yesterday. Like, you can't just snow day forever, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't just be like, just cancel it.
I liked Russell's tweet. He was basically, he's got a couple of kids, and he was kind of curious as far as if anyone was wanting to send their kids to the virtual school, mm-hmm. in quotes. But he goes, yeah, how exactly would that work for kindergarten? I ain't trying to sit through classes with my son like Billy Madison. And then I just kind of like had that image in my head of Russell just sitting there. Going through
that's not possible for a lot of families.
It's not. And those European countries I mentioned that haven't had a spike in cases, they're not social distancing with those kids. I mean, you can anyway. Like it just doesn't make any sense to even try. Also, not one study has been able to trace a COVID kid case infecting an adult. Not one. So the kids aren't even, they're not spreading it, and they don't have problems if they get it. So, like, what the hell are we doing?
I don't know.
It makes no sense. But again, I mean, you've got the vocal minority. I mean, there's teachers just screaming from the rooftops, how dare you send us back to work?
Not all teachers.
That's so, yeah, yeah. It's a vocal minority.
I know,
yeah. I mean, I remember a flu outbreak at Bearden, and I just had to teach with the flu. Everybody had the flu. It just ran through the whole damn school. This is before they would close the school for the flu.
Well,
I was about to say, I got like weeks off for the flu multiple times.
There was no, there were no subs left. Like, there was no one to fill in. Mm-hmm. If I didn't come in, like, I would have just been like, I would have been hanging out the next person to dry, and then they would have been hanging out mm-hmm. the next person.
Yeah, that's it. Like, all
there
these
would be
decisions.
No, there would be no one to do, to watch the kids while they were there.
And so then the kids
get, like, what do you do?
Well, they get a bunch of subs and they watch videos and do a worksheet. They don't actually learn anything.
I know, but there were no subs left.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it gets to that point, and then it's just like, well.
Yeah, they put us in the gym or cafeteria each time it happened, and then we all kind of, like, knew what was happening, and then we left at, like, 12.
So I just taught math with the flu. I don't know. Like, I feel like the kids that had the flu stayed home, and we just pressed on. And I don't remember a report that ever was like, oh, Knox County School, bad flu outbreak this year. Half the kids. Half the kids died. This was awful. Like, we can't, you know, like it. But we've changed, and I'm not, just remove COVID from this conversation for a second. We've changed our policy with the flu from that year to now. Like Will's talking about, they got weeks off because of flu outbreak. But nothing bad happened then. Like, people just got the flu and then got over it.
Well,
now we have a bunch of snow days for the flu, but what's changed? Nothing. The only thing that's changed is how loud parents are and how scared they are of the flu. It's the same flu, the same outcomes. The only thing that's changed is we have weak-ass minds that are scared. That's it. It's the only thing that's changed. And I'm not even talking about COVID. I'm just saying, the way we used to handle adversity back then, which was, I don't know, 9 years ago?
Back in my day.
9 years ago. We could handle it. Now, we're weak.
There's attendance incentives for a lot of schools, so I think that's the big worry, is kids who are sick, because that's what was happening with the flu. Kids who are sick would still come to school because they didn't want to have to take their finals or didn't want to have to do this. And so I think that's the worry. They got to figure out how they're going to allow kids to, if they're coming for indoor or in-person class,
yeah,
and they get sick, how do they transfer to, well, virtual learning without having to go back a step or forward a step?
And Houston, if you and I run in 2024, as E-Wade has proposed here on Twitter, for any...
That'd be a good VP.
For any local or national election.
I don't want the big job, though. You can have it.
That's why I always hated attendance-driven, like, incentives. Mm-hmm. To me, that's dumb. Like, to me, it's... I don't know. Like, I don't... If a kid is healthy, basically a healthy kid and pretty much never misses school, I wouldn't mind if a kid missed a Friday to go on a trip with their family for the weekend. Like, I don't know why we do that. Like, it's, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's one thing if you're skipping, you know,
right,
weeks at a time, yeah, in high school or something. But
I mean,
yeah,
have the limit, have the, you know, 5 days for this, 10 days for this, whatever. Like, hey, I need a doctor's note if it, whatever. But perfect attendance. And no matter what your grade is, you don't have to take the final. That's moronic. Miss 2 days or less, you got to have a B, don't have to take the final. Moronic. Like, what? The final, the point of the final is so that you try and study up and kind of retain the information for years on end after that. Not just to I don't know. That the whole, don't get me started on education. We'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. 865-546-8200. There is some element here where we've gotten soft. And if you fail to acknowledge that, then you are ignorant. And I think I'm using that word in the quintessential definition. That's not name-calling. You don't understand. You're ignorant if you don't realize that in at least part of this is because we are soft mentally.